We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Lend me some sugar!
Yes! Yes!
Hey now!
Scheman and Shepherd! 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
You saved it.
Hey now.
Good job. You saved it.
Hey, yeah.
Lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor.
Good tune. Like that one. Rick Haro, our sports business guru, will be with us here in just a few moments. Today's Pete Shepherd's birthday. Feel free to text in and or call in at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Thanks, everybody, so far for all the kind words, most of them. Not so kind of pictures, which I know they were tongue-in-cheek. A lot of cheek, actually, yeah. And some of them, more than I care to see, but I appreciate the effort, I think.
Oh, goodness.
Hey. I'm sorry.
Chara, pipe down. Chara.
Trying to do a show here. No barking. Yes, we are still social distancing. Trying to keep your lives as normal as possible here in Southwest Florida. Pete Shepherd in Bonita. I am here in Estero with Chris. That's how we roll. Yet another day. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, anytime, again, if you want to... If we get time for all these lists or whenever Rick comes on or whatever afterwards, we get some cool college football lists. You guys have to hear this.
All right. We'll make sure we do all that. Oh, you know what I saw today is National Make Up Your Own Holiday,
day.
Among other things. Yeah.
Really?
Day. And yet it is your birthday.
And I was born on Easter Sunday in 1967.
But if we were to make up your own holiday, what would it be? Let's put our minds together. What would we make for Chris? Like a holiday for Chris? It would involve drinking and the Dolphins. So I don't
National Crown Royal Day.
No, see, here's the problem though: is I wouldn't want my day to be March 26th, right?
You'd want a summer day?
Why
no,
not?
I want a fall day. I want something that falls on every year on a Saturday in October. So, like, let's just say the third Saturday of October is this day or whatever.
Well, the third Saturday in October is generally your birthday, close to it.
It's never, actually. My birthday is the 22nd, so the third Saturday, it would never be able to be the third Saturday.
It's close.
It's close.
You've picked your own national holiday to be, like, within a week of your birthday.
Okay, I was trying to pick a month because September, that's too early in the football season. You're just coming off of Labor Day with a break.
Yeah.
November's too close to Thanksgiving. You're getting later in the football season. Yes. So October's that sweet spot where you're looking for a day off.
Well, wait a second. But I think it should be on your birthday. I think you have to go for your birthday. Otherwise, it gets, you know, that's the whole fun of this.
See, it'd be
having
like,
it on your birthday.
Like National Dads Get to Do Whatever the Bleep They Want Day.
It's called Father's Day.
Well, but different because Father's Day insinuates that you have to father.
Oh,
I don't want that. I want a day.
Pete Shepherd, for example, who doesn't have children.
National day off from parenting for dads only. That would be my perfect holiday. Second Saturday in October every year.
Oh, I got one for you, Chris. My holiday. How about National Go to Vegas Day?
I love that. I could get down with that, actually. And the airline industry gets involved in this and the hotel industry because they're looking for some money right now.
Right.
And they slash prices on everything.
Quick, Ed Warder, Cowboys in negotiations with Dak Prescott. Wouldn't describe a contract resolution as close, but said discussions not contentious. Prescott will emerge as the highest paid NFL player. Fact, April 6th offseason start postponed is factor in that it eliminated team deadline. He's about to become, and this is all said and done, it's kind of what we talked about. He's going to end up being the highest paid player in the NFL.
He's going to hit $40 million, right? That's what I'm going to curious see. Does he become the first $40 million guy per
but
year?
Getting back to my Vegas holiday, that sounds good, doesn't it?
That's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. By the way, can I go back to Dak for one moment?
Yeah, yes.
Jerry Jones has a long list of players he's negotiated with where he says he will not be the team that resets the market. He did with Ezekiel Elliott. He will at quarterback with Dak. And he can't be trusted.
No, I don't know why he says that stuff. I mean, Who cares? It's his money. He can do what he wants. You know, you're as good. You're only worth what the market can pay you. And if Dak Prescott is going to get his wish, he turned down $110 million, he's going to get more.
Good agent. Good advice from his agent. I'm trying to think. Hey, you just got a wish from Locker Room Junk's girlfriend. We haven't heard from her in a while. Just heard it was Pete's birthday. Happy birthday to my second favorite radio host ever, second to Greg, of course. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
That's good. All right. So, anyway, do we have Rick?
No, he's going to call us back on a landline.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Which is appreciated.
He still has one?
It's a yeah. Wow. Come on. An old scroller like Rick. he only does business on the landline. That's what I think.
All right.
Extra pulp, Dak will never win a Super Bowl. Fact. Well,
I
would never say, I don't say never in sports, but
at some point, Jerry's going to have to pay the piper because everybody's got maximum dollars at their position. So, like, it's only going to be 1 or 2, 3 years from now where he's going to have to blow the whole thing up because he's got to be shifting cap money somewhere.
I think the Cowboys are going to rebound this year, and I think they're going to be just much better under Mike McCarthy. I think that's going to be a huge difference. Yeah. I really believe that.
All right, Rick Hoare, our sports business guru, is with us right now on a landline, which I didn't know existed in the year 2020. Rick, how are you?
Well, hey, a landline is at a home, and I didn't know a home existed until the last 2 weeks. Now, I just sent a picture around to all of my A-list friends. You'll get it tomorrow. I got a snuggling with my dog, man. I'm telling you, this is a highlight of my day.
Yeah,
the Beverly Hills reruns one a day.
Yes,
and snuggling with my dog, man. It doesn't get any better than that.
Time to slow down.
Type of dog and name, please, for our audience.
Catahoula, state dog of Louisiana, rescue dog, 2 years old. Was going to get a South Carolina based kind of dog or a Louisiana dog. Got him on January 14 after LSU beat Clemson, and the rest is history. His name was Kobe, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Had a premonition, didn't like the name anyway, changed it to Duke. So now he's Duke. He won't be one and done, like all the other Dukes.
Well, if you had got the dog from South Carolina, would you have named it Muschamp?
I would have named it Cocky. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
How's that?
I've never really heard somebody refer to their dogs by state like you did, like you just did. So.
Well, hey, you've never met anybody like me before, pal.
That's true.
Yeah.
We were just talking. There's a report out of Dallas that Dak Prescott and Jerry Jones, they're negotiating again. And, cause of course, he's been franchised, but he's not accepting it. Now they're negotiating again. And Ed Werder is just reporting that they're getting closer, and Dak will be the highest paid player ever in the NFL. And Jerry Jones keeps saying, well, I'm not going to reset the market at running back. And then he gives Ezekiel Elliott the highest deal. And he goes, well, I'm not going to reset the market at quarterback. And now Dak Prescott's going to, at some point, he's got to pay the piper cap-wise. I imagine that he's not going to be able to hold this team together much longer.
Well, that's equivalent to what the world has just gone through the last 3 days. If you bought stocks on Tuesday, you're feeling pretty good today because everybody's gone up. Even though you haven't thought about what's happened in the last 6 weeks, you know, forget about that. So when Jerry Jones says he doesn't want to set the market, he'll set a price that nobody likes and then watch everybody else pay more than that. And 4 or 5 years from now, it'll feel like a good deal, even if it doesn't feel like a good deal today.
Yeah.
All right. Last week when we spoke, you were heckling Serena Williams outside of your palatial estate. What have you been doing for the past week? And is it getting harder or easier? Binge watching? What is going on in the life of Senor Horro?
As a type A, sitting around doing relatively nothing, you think that's getting easier? Although I will tell you this, I do have it on good authority, really, that the Chinese are a week or two from opening up basically everything again to prove that they've conquered the coronavirus. And one of those side benefits, I guess, is volleyball, soccer, and basketball, Chinese style, will be played again. Maybe not with fans, but certainly in arenas. Now, what does that mean? If I'm ESPN, I gobble that stuff up quickly on the theory that basketball, volleyball, and soccer of players we don't understand is better than watching reruns for the eighth time.
Yeah.
So within 2 weeks, we're going to know every Chinese soccer superstar on the planet, and we'll bet on it. How about that?
I believe that wholeheartedly. Chris probably knows half of them already. the Olympics, since we last spoke, has made it official. They will postpone, and I keep hearing, well, billions of dollars will be lost and billions of dollars will be spent. Are they really lost, or will they just be shifted to next year's column in the accounting books?
Amazingly perceptive from you.
Thank you.
Yeah, shifted, but not all of them. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, remember what we talked about last week, the study that was done by the Nikko Securities Company, as Kyoto News reported it, and they were talking about cutting Japan's GDP by $75 million. Well, that'll be cut this year, but some of it will be regained next year. 25% reduction in corporate revenues for Japanese companies. That's cut this year, and some of it found next year. Yet, this year's summer Olympic-type programming, there will be none, so that's bad. And then next year's championships, 2021's, which would have happened, will be replaced by the Olympics themselves. So it's one less year of events. So net-net, there will be less money than if they had both full years, but certainly more than if it were canceled.
Hmm. Rick, do you think that we'll know when things can get fairly back to normal, sort of when Adam Silver gives the word, as the NBA goes, so will the rest of the sports world? And I know federal government, you know, may come into play, but it certainly seems, you know, everybody followed suit from him in the beginning, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are as we move forward here and try to get past this and deal with this coronavirus pandemic.
Well, the cycle forced itself when Rudy Gobert tested positive right before a game, and everybody didn't panic, but it forced the decision. And then quickly the NHL followed, and soccer did. You know, soccer was the first one to announce some date of coming back. You might have thought it was premature. It might have been a marketing thing to make sure that people understood that the offices are open and moving forward. That was going to be May 10, May 11. The NBA and NHL are closely monitoring. Baseball close behind. I'm not sure that anybody feels like they should be out there setting the standard because there's so many issues here. The lawyers, the public health folks, the six-foot social distancing. You know, in your guys' case, social distancing was something that society was long looking for, and they got it. Thank God. But that's something else. Yeah. And so I'm not sure that the NBA is ready to be the first one, just to be the first one. But I think we're all looking for some good news. And, you know, after being cooped up for a couple of weeks, I think we're ready to say, yeah, we're going to be cooped up for a couple more, but that's it after that. I think we're ready for a little bit of, we're not ready to go out yet, but we will be soon.
I think you're right.
Rick
Horrow is with us. Rick, you're a baseball fan. Today is supposed to be opening day. Do you have any favorite childhood opening day memories? Or I know you go to Nationals games. I know the Marlins are in your backyard. But any special memories on opening day?
Yeah, I went to a couple of Cubs opening days because those were the people that I followed early on when they continued to be thrashed. Do you remember those rotating manager Cub teams when they were just awful? They couldn't get out of their own way? Well, that was, you know, way before Madden, way before everybody else who managed those guys. And everybody has his own opening day stuff. You know, bringing baseball to South Florida, Marlins opening day forever was really, really important to me as well. And, you know, you don't think about it right now because you realize that 2 months from now, 3 months from now, we're going to have a real opening day. And even if the season is 3 months and you play game six of the World Series in a neutral site on Christmas Day, which is possible, remember, let's remember all this stuff. It's better than cancellation. Just let's remember all of these theories and compare the perspective.
Yeah. What do we do with guys like Mike Trout, who signs a record $400 million deal, all these sports with guaranteed money? How does that work? I believe I read NBA players will be paid through April 1st, but then how does this work with all these guaranteed contracts?
Well, there's
two issues:
the guarantee of the money and when it gets paid. And so the NBA paychecks are every 2 weeks. So April 15 has a whole new set of considerations. There is active God clauses. There are insurance issues. How many games will really be played? Are they prorated by the number of games? Baseball is by season, not by number of games, the standard contract. So in many ways, it's dependent on the individual contract. But in most ways, let's just, if for simplicity's sake, It's all guaranteed. Just a question of when you get it.
Okay.
And Rick, we all want to see something. You just mentioned the Chinese sports scene, and I agree with you. What about how would you handle if you were Commissioner Harrell in the NFL? Would you go forward with the NFL draft through April 23rd through the 25th? How would you handle that situation?
Well, I would get Chris Berman to do it. I would put the big glasses on like he had in 78. I would get the plaid jacket. I'd put only him in the studio, and I'd think we were a time machine back to 78. You know, the media part of it's not the issue. The issue, obviously, is there really a competitive disadvantage for GMs who are not able to test the players? If the Meadowlands is locked down and the Giants and Jets can't get to their players, and being a Dolphin fan, I don't particularly care if the Jets have a competitive disadvantage. Oh, that's not your issue. Oh, I'm sorry. But I do think that there is a side issue here about getting enough information, and maybe it's postponed a week or so, and I still have that in my pocket if I'm the commissioner. I don't do it now, but I still have it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw that almost 1 million people watched eNASCAR on FS1 this past weekend. Is this going to be a thing now, or was this just passing some time on a Sunday with no sports?
No, and I think it's a thing for Formula One. You notice that the Indy 500 has been rescheduled to August, though maybe it's not publicly announced yet. I heard that and found that out an hour ago.
Yeah.
And that all of the Indy schedule is constricted, and the Indy 500 will be in the middle of the schedule. But, you know, what's happening with all of this is that you're going to have people who are celebrities in their own right continue to ride the e-sport wave, whether they're racing or not. All of the drivers are getting behind this, both in IndyCar and in NASCAR, and it's a good deal.
So, what's your guilty pleasure, you know, your home and whether it's a TV show or what form of – what is your guilty pleasure? Like, do you play video games? I mean, I know you're busy. You're very intelligent. You have speeches to write, all that stuff.
He counts money.
What is your guilty pleasure right now in your home?
Yeah, I count money, but you know, that now that I have 40% less than I did 3 weeks ago, it makes – what do I do in the afternoon? So I call DoorDash. I order what I want to order. I sneak up behind the people who are told – with their gloves on, not to make contact with the people who are ordering the food, and I scare them and I watch them run in their car and leave. How's that? That's my guilty pleasure.
Did you know today is Pete Shepherd's birthday, Rick?
Oh my God, 42?
Close, 53.
Add a few.
53. Yes.
63.
53, oh, 50. Sir. 53.
Uh-oh. Okay. Can you still outrun both of us?
Oh, he can't outrun me.
It depends what surface we're on. You know, do I get cleats? Do I wear my shoe? And it depends what surface we're on.
All right, just
probably not.
You know, I would think that if you catch Sheeman, it's over. Just a question of catching him.
Yeah, that would be my guess. He couldn't catch.
Happy birthday!
Yeah,
thank you.
Happy birthday! When I'm over there and we're ready to play golf again, I'm going to treat you to what you deserve.
Well,
that's open ended.
Okay, good. Well, at least on my course, I can still play. I've gone through the single cart, but at least my course over here, Rick, is still open.
Palm Beach County, they shut their courses, as you know.
Yeah,
that stinks.
Yeah. So a couple of unnamed owners, I won't get them in trouble, but a couple of unnamed owners texted me and said, you know, I know they shut the courses down, but we want to sneak on some. Where do we go? You know, that's a terrible thing, but I won't tell you who they are.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Go walk your dog, Duke, and pick up after him. Be a good neighbor.
I'm going to do that.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right,
appreciate
it. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's Rick Harrell, our sports business guru. See, even when there's no sports, there are a lot of financial things to discuss in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chris, you missed that when you walked out after you put him on the air. He's got a dog, rescue dog. He named it Duke. After your boy Krzyzewski's team.
Why?
Because, he likes Duke.
No one's perfect, I guess.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Duke, I don't know. A little generic, didn't put a lot of thought into that name, did he? Duke. Why don't you name him Krzyzewski?
Because you can't spell that.
Yes, you can.
I can't. In all these years, I can't.
K-R-Y-Z?
Krzyzewski something.
Pete can do it.
Pete did it. Well, Pete is our spelling bee champ.
He is. Back to back.
Well, No.
We conceded for 2019.
No, like, it was canceled.
It was canceled.
It was postponed. We don't. There's no back-to-back. It's just back. He just won once.
Look at how he's acting, Pete. He doesn't win one event, competitive event on this show, and now he's throwing a hissy fit.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Speaking of hissy fit, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but it was like 4 hours ago. So my wife, I've been having trouble falling asleep. Like, a lot on my mind these days, right? So I'm having trouble falling asleep.
So did she nudge you and go, Craig, are you awake?
No, it wasn't that. I get...
No, that's a good thing in the middle of the night, Pete.
Jeez. I get... I finally get a sleeper around 1 o'clock, and at 2, I'm awakened by her... wrestling, you know the frustrated wrestling of someone that can't sleep.
Was wrestling with you?
Not me. Just flipping and flopping, wanting the fan on full blast and all that. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I can't sleep. I said, well, thank you. Now I'm awake. And so I was awake from 2 to 4:30 after that. I couldn't go back to sleep. I started roaming around the house like an old man. Get my phone, read the latest bad news, which probably kept my mind going some more.
I'm telling you.
I know.
You gotta watch movies. Watch Age of Ultron.
I should have watched a movie and chilled out, but I didn't know at the time when I was reawakened at 2 that I would not be able to fall asleep for another 2.5 hours. Otherwise, if I had known in advance, if I had like a crystal ball, then maybe I could have stayed up and watched a movie. But the goal still was to get back to sleep as soon as possible, which never happened.
Why?
What did your wife do during this time? You were up, you know, gallivanting around the house.
She eventually fell back to sleep.
Did you wrestle with her?
What kind of question is that?
I don't know. You said that she was wrestling.
No, I left. I left the room.
Not physically wrestling.
No.
Okay.
No wrestling.
No wrestling.
No wrestling.
It's all right. If you had said, let's watch a movie, what would she have said in bed? Would she have been up for that? No?
No, because again, the goal is to get back to sleep. It's a frustrating time.
You can do that with a
movie. You can't fall asleep with the TV on?
I don't usually do. Look, Pete, that doesn't count with you. Your TV's on 24 hours a day.
What if you had a headset that would, you know?
I don't. So there.
Why don't you get a wireless headset?
What if?
Well, the TV's still bright. If one of the other couple doesn't want it on glaring on their face, then
you turn over and you know, do what? Ways around that.
This is an issue in my house, actually.
Well, how's that? Why?
Because I like to sleep with the TV on and my wife does not.
Right. And what do you normally end up doing?
Falling asleep on the couch because
she's the wife won.
She won, yeah.
Oh, I did sneak something past my wife here. I hope she's not listening.
Skittles?
No.
Was it food?
No. She likes to sleep with the ceiling fan on. I don't like anything blowing down on me.
What?
Are you crazy? You are nuts.
You like to sleep in a stagnant environment?
Yes.
Oh.
I like it calm.
And ew. Cool.
So here's what I did.
Move that air.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She doesn't know it. This is probably why she woke up last night uncomfortable.
Did you turn the ceiling fan on?
I flipped it. So, you know, there's two modes.
Yeah.
Goes one way and it blows down. Turn it the other way. You're supposed to do it in the summertime. Air circulates upward.
Yep.
I flipped it. And I think that's why she really woke up at 2 a.m.
Because she,
And I was comfortable until then. She doesn't know yet. I mean, she went out, she got up, she cranked the air conditioner down a couple degrees to hold it. She hasn't figured that out yet. So
I do that with the fan in my living room.
Reverse it?
I reverse it, yeah. It keeps the air moving, but but I don't need a blanket.
Right.
Because that's, you know. I don't want to sit around.
I don't like the feeling of air blowing down on my arms and my face.
I love it.
I'd rather
I'd rather be snuggling in blankets than sitting there, you know.
Give me a
feeling stagnant air. Yeah.
Give me a cold face and a warm body.
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
Not me.
Love
can't stand
that.
Can't stand. I think you guys are weird.
No, in fact, you know the phrase "cool as the other side of the pillow." That's a great feeling.
Well, I like a cool pillow.
But you don't like air.
I like to be warm. I like air because I need it to live, Chris.
I like being warm too, but I like being under the blankets and having the fan on. It feels nice.
Right.
The air conditioning at about 73. It's beautiful.
It feels like it's chafing my skin.
And then there are those people that they don't sleep with the comforter. They just sleep with the sheet.
I got I need it all.
I need all of it. Right.
In fact, my wife
I need uses a
weight. My wife uses a weighted blanket.
Yeah.
This is another problem we're having.
I need a little bit of a weight when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Those people.
Yeah.
Who just sleep with sheets.
That's weird.
That's weird.
How about people that don't need to sleep on anything? That's bizarre.
What do you mean?
Like not under the covers. Is that possible?
Those people don't exist.
Well, no. It's here's where it's possible.
Babies do. That's how babies sleep.
It's not possible down here because everybody has air. But if you're in an environment up north or in the Midwest, or if you're here and you don't have air conditioning, God forbid, or it breaks, I could see sleeping not under the sheets. Absolutely.
Right. But you feel naked. It's just weird.
Well, Pete has shared with us he does sleep naked, which is disgusting. So if he doesn't have the covers on,
it's fine. It's not disgusting.
Sitting there all spread eagle. It's very sexy and appropriate.
And I'm not ashamed of it at all. It's fantastic.
No, I know a lot of people who sleep naked.
Yeah.
Pete's one of them. I mean, I don't know that from firsthand experience, but.
That just rolled off your tongue too quickly, Chris.
No, I've been told. A lot of people sleep naked. That's not an abnormal thing. I don't, but I don't sleep with the shirt on, so that's, kind of the same from the waist up.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless I'm sick, that's something I have a shirt on, and no matter what the environment is.
The only time I'll go shirt is when you get those sweats in the middle of the night, and you wake up and your bed is wet.
Yeah.
Then you need the shirt because you got to dry your body off.
Right.
Right.
Or change your
sheets. Tiz says no sheets for me on the Stony Brook text line, and I sleep in shorts.
Yeah,
he says.
I think that's the norm is sleep in shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because nobody does pajamas as a grown up, right? Maybe up north that happens with pants.
Yeah.
But down here, I don't think that there's any need for that.
No, there isn't. No,
I'm sure it's
those days where it's, long pants, long pajamas, the bottoms, when it's that one week where it's 39, 40 degrees.
A onesie?
It's not a onesie, but with the feedies on it. But I mean, I put those on two or three times a year down here just to go out in the morning and walk the dog, but they don't, that's it. What? You know me, have you seen me wear pants, once or twice this year to work?
I could see Pete in a onesie with a little button flap in the back.
No, that would be you and be button back of your.
You know why that's there?
To go to the bathroom.
Right.
What did you think it was for? Never mind.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Some awesome, awesome tune.
Na 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 na.
Become the hot stepper.
Na 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 na.
Nope, didn't get it right.
Here come the hot stepper. Awesome, awesome tune. Oh, did this get the girls going back in the day? Oh, oh, fantastic. Yeah.
C-note into hizzy.
Supply.
What happened, Chris?
You C-noted it. You hizzied it. You hizzied it.
Why not?
You hizzied it, you fizzled it, and it's done.
Faux shizzle. Listen, man, that's how you do it.
What do you think faux shizzle means?
Faux sure.
Yeah, good job.
Right on, brother.
Good job.
That's right.
You got 1990s hip-hop jargon.
Down with it.
Down.
Probably call it jargon, too.
That's that fancy jargon speak. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's go to the phones. Sean, what's going on? You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What's up, fellas?
What's up?
What's happening?
First of all, happy birthday, Pete.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Appreciate
it. So I got, if there's time, I got a little quiz for you guys if I got time real quick.
Okay. How many questions?
10.
10?
Whoa.
10.
Whoa.
That's a little late.
Let's try 5.
Let's try 10. Let's try the best one. Let's do the best one.
All right. Well, we'll do 5. We'll do the top 5 then.
All right, Chris, we're going to need music. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. This is a quiz.
Here we go.
This is a quiz.
All right, Sean, hit me.
All right, so it's the top 10 greatest quarterback performance in Super Bowl history. This is before Patrick Mahomes' Super Bowl. This was done January 31st, 2020.
All right, so we're looking for the top 5?
Top 5 Super Bowl performances by a quarterback.
All right, Brady's against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Brady against Atlanta.
Okay.
It's kind of vague, though. It's kind of vague what you said.
Are we talking about total yardage or what? Because Brady had
about
500 yards.
From what I looked it up, it just said the greatest Super Bowl performance by a quarterback. So their greatest performance, you have.
Well, Nick Foles has to be on that list.
Eli Manning, the Manningham.
Well, that's one pass. That's one pass. Yeah, that's. I mean,
oh,
I get that.
Not performances. See, we gotta be concise.
All right, we go Ben okay, Roethlisberger against the Cardinals. This.
Yeah, like that was a great throw to Santonio Holmes.
Yeah.
Brady to Edelman in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Manningham, okay. David Tyree. Eli's David probably Tyree, in two of them. Tyree and Manningham. They'll probably put Brady's throw to Edelman in there, even though there's better throws. Probably Bradshaw to Swan.
All right, Sean, why don't you just give me your top three right now, and we can cut to the chase. Who you got?
All right, so the top three, I don't have written the name of the receivers they threw it to, but I got, so number one is Steve Young in Super Bowl XXLX.
Six touchdown passes, facts.
Yeah, against San Diego, yes.
All right.
You got Joe Montana in Super Bowl XXLV.
Against Cincinnati.
Okay.
And then for number three, it's Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl XLV.
That's one of the greatest.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right.
Really? Against Pittsburgh, 2010. Yep.
Oh. All right. Very good, Sean. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Pete, I believe you had a leftover list as well.
Oh, I got a bunch of lists.
Is it a list or quiz?
I guess Donald Trump just said that he talked to Tom Brady the other day and said that he's a great guy.
Oh, great.
During his coronavirus task force daily press briefing, he mentioned Tom Brady.
Quote, he's a great guy.
What brought this up?
I don't know. Twitter's blowing up right now, though.
I'm watching it. I see it, too. It's whatever.
Huh. All right.
Whatever.
And then a bunch of the left-leaning media saying that these daily briefs should stop being broadcasted.
I don't feel like they should. I think they're pretty important right now.
It's helping their ratings.
That's also true.
All right, so we're doing, remember yesterday we did a couple of lists about the top offenses in the Power Fives.
Is this list or a quiz?
List.
These are all lists. So this first one, I got a few here.
Okay.
And now, a list.
All right, first one is Pac-12 total offense ranks in 2019. Okay, and these are ranked again in the country, okay?
All right.
So top Pac-12 total offensive ranks in 2019. At the bottom, at number 117, care to guess?
The bottom offense.
Last year in the Pac-12, ranked number 117
Oregon
in the country.
State. I don't know.
No.
Stanford. Cal.
Stanford second at number 97. Arizona State, 94th. Colorado, 83rd. Washington, number 79. 65, UCLA, number 58, Oregon State, 48, Utah, number 40,
Utah!
Oregon. Remember, they were number one in defense. Remember when we did
That's
this?
Right.
In the Pac-12.
They should have gone
number, far. Oregon, 40. Arizona, number 30. USC, number 20. This is Pac-12.
Well,
number
remember,
one.
They really turned it around in the second half and saved Coach Helton.
Todd Helton,
his job.
Yep.
No, number not Todd. One, not Todd. Todd Helton's a baseball,
he's a baseball player.
Yeah.
Although Todd Helton also played football with Peyton Manning.
Yes.
In college in Tennessee.
Number one in the Pac-12, but ranked seventh in the country in total offense, is Mike Leach's Washington State team.
That's
at number
right.
Seven.
And welcome to the SEC now, buddy.
All right, now this one should be easier. Big Ten total offensive ranks in 2019.
All right.
Number 129, care to guess? Big Ten. Worst offensive team in the Big Ten, ranked 129.
Rutgers
is correct. Number 124.
Northwestern.
Yes, and they'll be better next year, down year for them.
Yeah, because they got Indiana's quarterback. Peyton Ramsey transferred to Northwestern.
That's right. Number 115. Illinois.
Illinois? That was my guess.
Yep. Number 109, Maryland.
Yeah.
Number 99 is Iowa.
Remember Maryland opened up, I think, with
they
a 70-point game and then a 63-point game against Syracuse, and they were ranked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We thought Mike Locksley was the key there.
And their offense, with those two games, then they're still ranked that low on offense. Ooh, must have.
Amazing. Number 95, Michigan State. Number 75, Purdue.
Ha ha, you suck, Purdue. Indiana's higher.
Number 68, Michigan.
Whoa, Indiana's higher than Michigan?
68th in the country in total offense. Huh. 68. Number 57, Penn State.
Indiana's higher than Penn State.
Your defense number must 55, have been awful.
Number 55, Nebraska.
Mm.
Higher than Penn State offensive-wise. Number 42 in the country.
Indiana.
Minnesota. Good year for the Golden Gophers last year.
Top 40?
Third in the Big Ten, but number 41 overall.
And number one in your hearts.
No, Indiana.
Well, yeah.
They didn't crack the top 40? Oh, that's too bad.
No, we did.
41, yeah.
Oh, 41.
Nah, just outside. Well,
here's the thing about the Big Ten. This is amazing. Number 38, Wisconsin.
Number two in the Big Ten was ranked 38th nationally in offense.
And Ohio State, obviously.
The only difference between Indiana and Wisconsin's offense was 38 and 41 nationally.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
So
how
basically,
about this?
We're the same.
Ohio State was ranked fourth in the country in offense. The next closest in the Big Ten was Wisconsin at 38, followed by Indiana. Wow.
Wow. Saying something right there.
It's unbelievable.
That was probably the most interesting list you've done of these the Power Fives the past couple of days.
They were all interesting.
Well, I said this was the most interesting.
I'm just kidding you. I got another one here somewhere. Something else. I had another list here. So we gave you the sports Emmys, although. Here's another one. Yeah. Oh, this is a great one right here. Another. Get the list with music going again. You'll love this.
And now, a list.
Another.
See if you can guess this.
All right.
Well, this is a test or a quiz. If we're
guessing. It's a quiz slash a list.
Change the music. Stop scratching.
Change the music. Yeah, this is more of a quiz.
Really need to have meetings on this.
This is an SEC quiz.
Okay.
All right.
This is a quiz.
All right, here we go.
All right. SEC quiz. Last conference title. Remember that. Not last conference title in the SEC. I'll tell you the team.
Regular
you
season.
Try to come up. You come up with the year.
Season or postseason?
Did they win the SEC tournament?
Last conference title. Last time they won the title.
All right, so this is
conference.
College football, so this would be the championship game.
Yes. But some of these answers, there were no championship games.
It'll predate, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So you'll figure it out. Is this an alphabetical order? No. It's in no particular order, but I think it's easiest to hardest. So first is Alabama. Again, last conference title.
2018.
Craig?
Same thing. 2018.
Correct.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Georgia.
Georgia. That's...
We're going to have to go back to Herschel Walker here.
No, we're not. hold on one second. Say like 06.
See, since their
ceiling... No, hold on. 06 was Florida.
Their ceiling is 5, I'm going 2005.
No, I'll say 03.
No, 2017. Remember, 2017.
They beat, who did they? They beat Auburn, Jared Stidham's Auburn in the SEC championship game. Sorry, Georgia fans.
Yep.
You're right.
Tennessee. Last conference title.
1999.
No, 2004?
1998. That's Peyton Manning.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. So
no, it's not Tate. Yeah,
You're telling me when T. Martin won the Natty, they didn't win the conference? No.
That doesn't make
Tennessee,
sense.
Tennessee, 1998,
BCS.
Last conference title. Yep. All right, LSU should be fairly easy.
2019.
This year.
Yes.
Or
no.
19, yes. Well, 19.
It's 2020, Craig.
But yes.
I hate
Florida.
I hate 2020.
2020 sucks. Add it to the list of things I hate as well.
Good point. 2020.
Craigslist of hatred, 2020. Yes.
Coronavirus and eggplant are going on the list of hatred right now.
Right. University of Florida. Last SEC conference title.
6.
No. 2008.
Mm-hmm. Correct. 2008.
All right. Bingo.
Auburn.
Go Gators.
Auburn.
What was Cam? Cam was... No, hold on. They won one. They beat Missouri after Cam. I'll go 13.
Craig?
No. I don't go 13. I go 12.
Craig?
I'll go 11.
2013, Auburn.
Gosh! Nope.
Now it gets really tricky here.
Really?
Ole Miss. Last time they won the SEC title.
Oh,
Manning.
Archie, not Eli. I've got no clue.
1954.
I'll say like 65.
Close. Ole Miss, 1963.
Whoa!
Yeah, I mean.
Yep. All right, Kentucky.
Never.
No, there's always a date. There's not a never here.
Okay.
Everybody has a title. So last conference title in the SEC.
I'll predate
for Kentucky.
That. I'll go 57. Greg? I'm in the Lions.
All right, I'll go 1954.
No, 1976.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that the team that...
I got no clue.
I don't know.
Trying to. Okay. All right. Mississippi State. Mississippi State. Last time they won the SEC.
1981.
No,
not even close.
I mean...
You're 40 years off.
I'm just throwing... 1941.
1941.
Oh, gosh. I was going to go to the 50s.
Nope. How about Arkansas?
When would Jimmy Johnson have played at Arkansas? I'm going to go the Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones led Arkansas Razorbacks.
1976?
No,
actually after that. A little after that.
Really?
They had a couple good years there. Yeah, they had a couple good years there. I won't say. I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you it's in the 80s.
85.
81.
No. 1989.
Nailed it.
Huh.
Arkansas. Yep. Here's and four more to go. Missouri.
We're going to run out of music.
Let's.
Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
1971.
Close, Craig. Chris?
Didn't Missouri just move to the SEC? Were they in the SEC before they were in the Big 12?
They might have been. I'm just going by last conference title. It could have been.
Their conference.
Yeah, probably.
All
yeah.
right, 74. I don't know.
69.
Okay.
South Carolina.
Oh, that's right. That ends there.
South Carolina last won the SEC.
The Gamecocks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go 82.
I will go.
Just a shot in the dark.
Further back. I'll go 62.
Mm. Craig's closer. 69.
Mm. Okay.
Texas A&M. Two more to go. Texas A&M.
I'll say they won something in the 90s in the Big 12. 94?
Yeah, I agree with Chris. I'll go 95 in some other conference.
1998.
Close. Mm.
And finally, Vanderbilt, the Commodores. Last conference
title. I refuse to believe this.
Never done it.
Yeah.
Never.
1932.
Craig?
I'll take the under. 1931.
Craig will get it. Vanderbilt,
stop it.
Last conference title. Oh, it's not really even close. 1923.
Oh,
whoa.
Gosh.
The Roaring Twenties.
1923.
Wow.
The Charleston.
Wow.
Couldn't even drink during that time, huh?
Prohibition.
Yeah, Prohibition. Yeah.
That would suck.
Imagine right. that. They have not won it. Of course, baseball is different, but Vandy, the last conference title for football, 1923.
No sports or no drinking? Which one is harder? I'm going to contend right now no sports is harder than no drinking.
I would disagree.
Really?
Well, for somebody like you, I could probably go.
Oh, I'd prefer to give up. If you could tell me right now, Chris, sign the dotted line. You got to give up alcohol, but we're going to put sports back on the TV. I'm signing that sheet of paper.
But what are you going to drink during the games?
Water.
No, that won't work for you.
I don't care. I'll figure it out.
I'm
chocolate
calling
milk.
BS. I'm calling BS.
Chocolate milk.
I don't care. Give me a fresh Coca-Cola.
All right.
By the way, tomorrow we'll go through the other Power Fives. They have all the conference title, that kind of a game, so it's kind of fun with the other
Great.
Conferences.
All right, Sheeman and Shepherd, yep. Cash Grab starting on Monday. Going to be giving away $100,000 throughout the month of April. Every day, Sheeman and Shepherd, we're giving you three chances to win with a new keyword given out at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. every single day. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Go pick yourself up some dinner and or have it delivered. Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Pete Shepard, would you like to know all the famous people you share a birthday with today?
Well, I know two right off the top of my head, the late, great Leonard Nimoy and Mr. Spock, among other things, and James Caan, a.k.a. Sonny Corleone and The Godfather. I know Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she's 80 today.
Yeah.
Nervous. Then,
well, say it with a little bit more excitement, Pete.
You and Nancy Pelosi share a birthday.
I'm very excited about James Caan and Leonard Nimoy. The other one, not so much. But anyway.
All right. Here we go. Robert Frost.
Oh, Bob.
Wow. Wow. The Raven.
No.
I don't know. I just tried to show my smartness.
No, didn't work, huh?
Who did the Raven?
Oh, God.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes, thank you.
From Baltimore. Baltimore.
Right, I get my poets confused sometimes. I'm sorry.
Diana Ross, happy birthday.
Nice. Diana Ross, great.
I'm coming out?
What? Yes, that's a song.
Yeah. Okay.
She had, yeah.
Well, now you're making me question my confidence level with the whole...
Marcus Allen.
Yep.
John Stockton.
John Stockton.
Marshall Faulk, good day for running backs. And Von Miller.
John Stockton, most underrated basketball player ever.
No.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, fact.
What do you mean underrated?
Why is he underrated?
He's an assist leader.
But he's not considered in the greatest point guard conversation of all time, is he?
He was on the Dream Team.
No, he's not. Yeah, as a back. Did he start on the Dream Team, Craig?
Yeah, you know. I hear what you're saying, Chris.
No.
You know why? Because people are going to come up with magic. They're going to come up with.
Right. That's my point here. It's just underrated. That's all I'm saying.
Fine. Pete, what do you got?
Maybe I go with underappreciated. Because if you mention his name, no one's ever going to say he's underrated. I think maybe he's underappreciated.
Oh,
his name should be mentioned.
Stop it, Stugotz.
He won zero titles.
Stop it.
Zero.
Yeah, because Michael Jordan took him out twice.
No, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, sorry.
So instead of being born in 19, wherever it was, he should have been born 20 years later. Instead
or
of 1962,
earlier.
If he was born in 1982, maybe he could have won some chips.
If he's born in 42, he's Pistol Pete, not Pete Maravich.
Update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll at 99.3 ESPN Radio, which we forgot to do all day. So which will come first, Dak Prescott signing with Dallas or the NFL draft taking place April 23rd? And if you hadn't heard, Ed Warder earlier today was kind of reporting, developing story that the Cowboys are about to make Dak Prescott the highest paid player in the history of the NFL. Okay, NFL draft, which will come first, April 23rd, 67% said that would happen before Dak signing with Dallas. He got 33%.
Okay, very good.
And thank you, everybody, for all the kind birthday wishes and thoughtful photos that you sent today as well. Much appreciated. Love you guys. Thank you.
All right, very good. Chris?
No time.
That'll do it for Chris, for birthday boy Pete Shepard.
Well, hold on. We don't want to end it just yet. It's just not enough time for me to give one.
Okay.
At the time you said that, you could have.
Let me re-rack what I just said.
Here we go. Now go.
For birthday boy Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Good night, Southwest Florida. Bye. And God bless America and God bless the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.